Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Welcome to Down to Dunk. I'm your host, Andrew Schleck. We're part of the Athletic Podcast Network. I wanted to just drop a short pod for you guys today, just so you guys could listen to Poku's interview from today. So we got Alexei Pokushevsky for immediate availability today. A few interesting things in there. I think that we'll talk about them tomorrow on our Friday pod. Darius Miller was also somebody that talked today, but I did not end up recording his because I was not in position to. He basically just said that he's been rehabbing and he thinks he's going to be able to play this year. So he's a guy that is an NBA veteran that has been a pretty good three-point shooter in his career. And so he's a guy that another guy that I think the Thunder could try to rehab his value and then maybe trade him for a second round pick or something like that. So that's probably what I would look for from him. But without further ado, here is Alexei Pokushevsky. The first part of Joe Masato's question was cut off. And so he had asked him essentially, had you had any contact with the Thunder before the draft? Did you know they were going to take you? Did you know around the range that you're going to be taken? And so that's the context for his answer. But the rest should have the questions in there. Appreciate you guys listening. Appreciate you guys following our coverage. I'll continue to try to do these as often as I can. And then be sure to tune in for the Pripod tomorrow.
Before the draft, we didn't have any like contacts. I didn't talk to anyone. Like I said once, I was shocked that I was chosen by the number 17 and then drafted to the OKC. I was shocked. I didn't know that it was going to happen. And I was very happy about it.
Were you shocked at the like team or like position in the draft that you went, whether you thought it might be higher or lower?
Both of those. I had expectation of the first round, but I didn't know it was going to be first 20. And then OKC showed up there and I was, you know, we were very excited and we got chosen by them.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next up, Nick Gallo, OKCThunder.com.
Hey, Alexei. Welcome to OKC. Just curious what the first few days, weeks have been like for you as you've gotten acclimated to the organization and to Oklahoma City.
Thank you. It was perfect, you know, just get used to the time. People in a city are very warm. They welcome me, like, you know, like I'm here. You know, I've been playing here, but this is my first time. I'm happy. Guys from the club are perfect, great guys. Welcome, you know, they're warm. They're just, you know, like a family. I feel I'm 10 days here. I feel like I'm whole season here.
Next, Paris Lawson, OKCThunder.com.
Hey, Alexei. This is obviously your, you know, first few days here in Oklahoma City. And as you transition into the league and in the NBA, is there any lesson that you can take from your time kind of playing in the Euro League to your transition now into the NBA and the Thunder?
Yeah. Well, I started playing as a young guy with the first team. So the first thing I know that you have to listen. You have to listen to everyone. You have to have patience and just keep working every day.
Great. Next up, we're going to go to Daniel Bell, Black Sports Online. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Book, I was just wondering who your influences were growing up as a basketball player.
What do you mean exactly?
Like, what players did you looked up to?
Well, a lot of players that I looked it up to, like, you know, but I try to play my game, you know. That's what I'm trying to make my – I have my way, my own way. So that's what I'm trying to do. There are a lot of good players that I was looking at when I was young, but, you know, right now I'm trying to make it my way.
Next up, we'll go to Julian Mulpit with Inside Basket. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alexei. I wanted to know, you're very young, you're considered as a long-term prospect. So does being part of an OKC team that is rebuilding gives you confidence that the team is going to take time with you?
I'm sure, you know. I've talked to them. They have their team that have process all the time. That is in the process all the time. They're working with the young players. You know, they have a great history with the young players. I'm sure that they have time for me, and I'm happy to be here. I'll give it my everything, you know, every day on the court, just to improve every day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next, going back to Joe Masato with the Oklahoman.
Yeah, how are you physically preparing to make the transition to the NBA? And like, what are some of the main things that you're working on?
All right, everyone says that I'm, you know, weak or something like that. I got to gain weight. That's everything normal. I know that, but just trying to work on everything, being physical on the court and be tough. Some of the main things, you know, just getting stronger, being every day at the weight room, just work there.
I know it's early and, you know, training camp just started, but like, do you have any goals or expectations for yourself and what your role might look like as a rookie?
I don't have any expectation, you know, whatever coach asks me to do, I'm going to do that. You know, that's my job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Back once again, Nick Gallo, OKCThunder.com.
Hey, Alexei, just curious, in these first few days, what have you been able to do on the floor? What types of things in your game are you trying to work on as you get started here?
First, I was trying to get used to the time zone. And then right now, we're just working on everything. Like, the guy that is on the court have to try to do everything, you know. There's nothing special we are working on, but I'm just getting prepared for everything.
And last one, we'll go back to Julian. Go ahead.
Hi again, Alexei. I also wanted to know, in the roster, you have a veteran, Al Horford. So as a big man, what do you expect from him to learn you about the league?
I'm sure he knows a lot. He's for a reason here. I think I can learn a lot of stuff, but I want to learn from every guy in the club, from every player. There's going to be some, you know, experienced guys that can help young players. So I'm just ready to listen and learn.
Hey, Poku, I've got one final one here for you. We're going to go back to Joe Masato with the Oklahoman, and that'll conclude today's availability. So go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, Poku, I was wondering, just given Nenad Krstic's role with the Serbian national team and having played for the Thunder, have you talked to him at all about this move or sort of what to expect playing in Oklahoma City?
We're in contact, but we didn't talk about OKC and NBA at all.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lexi. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Bye. Great.